August 31st, 1955. The body of a young boy was discovered in the Tallahatchie River in Money, Mississippi. The cause of death is severe mutilation and a gunshot to the head. The right eyeball has also been gouged out. The corpse is disfigured beyond recognition.
Hello and welcome to the Civil Rights Podcast. I'm Una.
And I'm Madison. And today's topic is the murder of Emmett Lewis Till. Till was a 14-year-old African-American from Chicago, Illinois. His father died in World War II, and he grew up in a working-class neighborhood. Till went to Mississippi to visit his family during the summer of 1955.
He attended a segregated elementary school, but was unfamiliar with the severity of segregation in Mississippi. His mom warned him to be careful because of his race, but Emmett enjoyed pulling pranks. On August 24th, he was outside of a store with his friends and cousins, bragging about his white girlfriend.
Till's friends did not believe him, and then dared him to ask out a white woman at the counter in the store. While there were no witnesses inside the store, Till was said to walk inside, buy candy, and say, "Bye, baby," to the woman on his way out. The white woman, Carolyn Bryant, later on claimed that he grabbed her, made sexual advances, and had wolf whistled at her as he left. A few days later, Carolyn's husband, Roy Bryant, discovered what Till allegedly did to his wife.
On August 28th, Emmett Till was brutally killed by Roy Bryant and his brother, J.W. Milam. The two men drove to Till's house and demanded to see the boy before forcing him into their car. That night, they beat him nearly to death, gouged out his eye before shooting him in the head, and then throwing his body in the river. 3 days later, Emmett Till's body was found in the Tallahatchie River. Because the damage to his corpse was so extreme, they could only identify him by an initial ring.
Less than 2 weeks after the burial of Emmett Till, the trial against Milam and Bryant took place in a segregated courthouse in Sumner, Mississippi. Although several witnesses were able to testify against and identify Milam and Bryant as the killers, an all-white jury came to a verdict of not guilty on September 23rd, 1955, on the account of the state failing to prove the identity of the body. There was a national outrage at not only the results of the trial, but also when the state did not attempt to charge Milam and Bryant on the additional account of kidnapping.
The murder of Emmett Till brought nationwide attention to racial violence. Seeing his brutalized body made people realize the struggle of injustice around the world. In 2017, it was also revealed that Carolyn Bryant recounted her testimony, admitting that Till had never touched, threatened, or harassed her. Later, she also said, "Nothing that boy did could ever justify what happened to him," which leaves us with the question, what really happened in the store? And why did Carolyn Bryant change her testimony years later?
Thank you so much for joining us today and listening to this episode of the Civil Rights Podcast. We really appreciate the support, and make sure to give us a good review if you enjoyed today's episode. Again, I'm Madison.
And I'm Una.
Bye!